Good morning, it's your girl Sagacious Queen, and I am on my way to the Black Wall Street pop-up shop that's happening in West Point, Mississippi at the Civic Center today from 1 to 7. But on my way, I had a little talk with my friend girl, and we was just chatting it up, and we was talking about support, you know, when you have your own business and supporting your family and your friends and stuff like that. And, you know, we was talking about how you try not to let it get you down, but let's talk about it. So, guys always want women that's going to support them, ride or die, be there for them, through thick and thin, you know, work shit out with them and all of that. But when it comes to us, we rarely get back that same support that we give. We rarely get back a tenth of what we give to our mate or our significant others. Yes, we are nurturers, but that doesn't mean that we don't want to be nurtured as well or taken care of as well. And I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about showing up and being supportive of our business ventures, encouraging us, motivating us. We need it too, even though we're the ones who are always giving it out. Sometimes we just want it for ourselves. Oh, babe, that looks good. You did great. That goes a long ways. Baby, that look good on you. You should wear that more often. It matters. And I don't care how strong we are. I don't care how independent we are. A woman wants to hear it, not just know it. Yes, I can know that you love me. Yes, I can know that you're in love with me. But it means nothing if you can't show it to me. And why do I gotta tell you how to show me that you love me? Make that make sense. Because when you love somebody, when you really love somebody, you look for ways to make their day better. You look for ways to show them that you appreciate them and that you love them and that you're thinking of them today. It comes natural. It doesn't have to be forced. So I don't understand why we never, ever get back the love and the support and the motivation and the encouragement that we give to other people. So, anyway, we want our men to support us the same way we support them. And it's not just about showing up. I'm talking about actively being hands-on with our businesses. We want you to sit and listen to us brainstorm about new ideas or creative ways to market or do things. We want your input. We want your help. Sometimes it's so depressing to get to an event and you see the ones whose husband did come with them and are supportive with them, carrying their stuff, helping them, knowing their products from A to Z, 1 to 3. You know, they know more about the product almost than you do, just as much as you do. So they can help the customers just like you do. But for the ones of us that don't have that, it can hurt. Especially if you got a significant other living with you or claiming they love you, when you gonna show up for me? When you gonna show me that you love me instead of keep telling me that you love me? And then you have some dolls that are supportive and they're not your man, they're not your spouse, but they are supportive and they are there for you and they help you in the kind of way that they can. Today's gonna be a great day though. Claiming success, positive outlook, networking, all of that, because focusing on the bad things is not going to make the day any better. But I felt like it was worth addressing because I know I can't be the only one. Me and my friend girl, we can't be the only one that feel that way. It really hurts. There's no other way to put it besides it hurts. When you're the only one that believe in yourself. And the people closest to you that should believe in you, because once you're on, you're going to pick them up. You're going to put them on. But they don't see the bigger picture. They don't. And that's why sometimes you have to encourage yourself. You have to encourage yourself because nobody's going to believe in you like you. It's crazy. That's been the story of my life, my entire life. And I've had my moments where I've got discouraged because of the lack of support, because the lack of my family supporting me or being there for me. But I'm still pushing. And I know one of these business ventures is going to pay off. They are. I believe that. It's just not my time yet. But when my time comes, I'm going to be prepared, and God's going to prepare me for my time. Anyway, though, I wish all of the vendors that are coming to the Black Wall Street pop-up shop much success today. Positive vibes, high spirits. Just enjoy the moments. Doing what you love.